school districts have seen mounting pressure from some parents who don't agree with the statewide mask mandate in grades K through 12. But districts weren't given the choice to mandate masks up until now. With cases declining throughout the state and in schools, Cox announced Thursday local school districts can decide to enforce face coverings. Park City School District announced they're not enforcing masks starting June 1st, but they are asking families to consider keeping their children masked for the last 3 days of school. South Summit and North Summit School Districts will announce their plans on whether or not to extend the mandate Friday. Wasatch County School District didn't respond to KPCW's media requests. Cox said he's received many calls from superintendents to end the mask order.
We believe that this is the right thing to do. We believe that this is the prudent thing to do. But I will say that masks are still encouraged, and families and children will be able to make those decisions. And I would ask that parents and students and teachers, that everyone be respectful of the choices that are made by those families for that last week. For those that decide that they want to wear masks, please do so, and we encourage you to do so.
He said his team has been discussing removing the mandate for months, and masks will still be required for the time leading up to the last week of school.
So look, the reasons for this, again, there are a lot of people, and rightly so, that would really, really want their kids to be able to have some time with their teachers. I think about, you know, kids in elementary school that haven't been able to see their teacher's face and their friends' faces. That stuff matters. It's really important.
He said vaccinations also played a role in the decision. Teachers and students over 16 years old have had access to vaccines, and starting Thursday, 12 to 15-year-olds are eligible for the Pfizer vaccine. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.